And we have some other parties who are in the border of South Sudan and North Sudan, for example, like Stephen Boyrol-Nyang. The all-out group are those who are negotiating with the government in Rome. That is not something new. It has been going on for several years. The parties are very well known, so I don't need to go there.
We know that you have a former head of the military, General Malong, who has his own group. You have SOMA, which is an alliance of other opposition groups. But one group fought back on the proposal by President William Ruto to have a pre-negotiations in Nairobi. I'm talking about the National Salvation Front. They fought back, saying they don't understand the basis for this and they want to go back to Rome. Are you talking to them in Nairobi right now?
It is not our responsibility to talk to them. It is the responsibility of the mediator. And I don't know why. I don't know who is going to negotiate in Europe. The African problem can be solved by African solutions. So I do not understand what is behind it. But at the end, the peace initiative was in Nairobi. It was transferred from Nairobi to Rome. And you can ask Thomas Cirillo about that. But I don't know why is he insisting the peace.
Apart from the leader of the National Salvation Front, who else is in Nairobi sitting with you?
Until now, we have not sat with anything, with anybody. There is a pre-negotiation which is going on, pre-arrangement between us and the government of Kenya. We are still talking. As soon as possible, we are going to be invited by the government of Kenya. We will be in Nairobi, hopefully.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You are saying that you are doing a pre-negotiations with the Kenyan government to pave way for what you would call negotiations with the holdout group. Is that correct?
It's what we call it pre-consultation.
So you're doing pre-consultation with the Kenyan government right now?
Absolutely.
I mean, you are heading a group of 6 to 7 people, correct?
More than that. I'm heading a group of 10 people in addition to me, 11.
Yeah, so if you're heading a group of 11 people, that's a serious delegation, and people are waiting to hear what is happening.
Anything related to the national interest must be taken or to be taken, should be taken seriously. And that's why His Excellency, the President of the Republic, he doesn't want to leave anybody behind. He wants to carry everybody along with him.
But you were also asking me to ask General Thomas Cirillo why he doesn't want to come to Nairobi. Shouldn't that be your job ask him why he's not in Nairobi negotiating with you? Because you are representing the government.
It is the government of Kenya, the mediator, which will ask him. We have sent the request for us to be in Kenya. It is for him now to explain himself why he doesn't want to be in Kenya.
But you were telling me that these holdout groups must come home because nobody wants to be left out. Why should Kenyans talk to him, not in, as opposed to you?
Yes, and based on my understanding, it is very simple. The comprehensive peace agreement was negotiated in Kenya between us and by then Sudan. Similarity and the history is repeating itself. And that's why we have decided this peace initiative, because Kenya, they have a very, very good understanding about our case. Even this peace, a couple years back, it used to be Nairobi, and it was transferred from Nairobi to Rome. Simultaneously now, we are saying it has to be transferred due to others' reason to be transferred to Kenya, because the distance is very close. It is 1 hour and 10 minutes to be in Nairobi. It is about 10 hours or 9 hours to be in Rome.
Honorable Albino, I have been following the talks at St. Gideon, the groups that did not sign the peace agreement. I can't remember when they last met in Nairobi. You're telling me it started in Nairobi?
Well, good friend, go back to 2018. This peace initiative used to be in Nairobi. Check your book very well and get back to me before it went to Rome.
And so how long is your delegation of government of South Sudan? How long are they going to be engaged in pre-consultation with the government of Kenya?
Soon we are done, and soon the Kenyans are done. The mediator will send out the official letter, and we will be in Nairobi as soon as possible.
How soon is soon?
You can have the mediator. We are expecting their letter to come as soon as possible.